So welcome to Authors Radio, Amplifying Voices, Inspiring the World. I'm your host, Alba Mireles, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome today's guest, Robert McKay, the author of the book, Against All the Odds. We're here to celebrate your creativity and explore the world you crafted in this book. Robert, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So my first question, Robert, it's going to be, what initially drew you in this world of writing? Was there a specific moment that you knew that you wanted to be an author?
It's funny because this book just kind of fell on my lap out of nowhere. I'm a thyroid cancer survivor. So last August, I had a nodule taken out that was cancerous, that was small, but I'm a butcher full-time, so I had to miss work for a week because of the heavy lifting. So by the third day, my stiffness in my neck went away, so I was off the rest of the week because I couldn't work. So I had an empty notebook laying around, so one night at 2 a.m., I decided, no, I'm just going to write this for the hell of it. So I just started writing. And then my birthday was a week later. So I remember I saw my family for my birthday. And when I saw them, I had, I think, 29 pages written. And this was handwritten, too. This wasn't on a laptop or anything. This was, you know, pen and paper. So I just kept writing. I had it done by the end of September, and I found a publisher, final local. I'm in New York. The publisher's in Jersey. I sent it to them, and because I didn't have it on a laptop or anything, I had to go to the library and make copies of 63 pages so I could mail it to them so they could look at it. So I mailed it to them. I waited a week. They called back and they approved it. So, you know, so that's how it happened pretty much.
And do you remember what was the first thing that you ever wrote? It was like a poem or just like a story?
Well, this is my first book. So, you know, as far as writing. As far as writing, this is my first book.
And there was anyone who inspired you to, you know, start writing or in your process, any person, anything that inspired you?
I think just telling family and friends. I remember seeing my family on my birthday and showing them and telling them. And, you know, they thought it was pretty cool. And then once I got the approval, I sent a group chat to my family. And, you know, they were pretty excited. My uncle was like, I can't believe you're actually going to be a published author. So they were kind of surprised but pretty excited at the same time over it.
And this is like your first book. There was any challenge in the process that you faced? Like, I don't know, it can be the publisher company, the process of writing itself, like it's hard as well. Any challenge that you want to share with us?
I think just doing the edits, the publishing company, I didn't have an issue with it at all. They were Newman Springs Publishing. I didn't have an issue. As far as contacting and stuff like that, they were pretty on point with the whole process. But just doing the edits was pretty tedious on my part, just because, you know, they send an email of a copy of the book. I read it over, any edits, shoot an email back. So, you know, it's kind of like stuff you didn't see the first time. Okay, right, this is it. I don't have to do any more edits. And, you know, they send back a copy and, you know, you read it and you find more stuff. So it was like a snowball. It's like constant, you know, stuff that I find and small stuff. You know, there's a part in the book that says, as I sit here and write this on August, whatever the date was, it had 2002, it said 2024. And I remember that was the last edit. That was the last thing that I saw. And it's in the beginning of the book. So, you know, like I want to say last month, I finally got done with the edits. And it's like, how did I miss it? I've been reading this book, like, you know, with the lens for like the past 8 months. Like, how do I miss a year? You know, a digit, really, because it was 2004 instead of 2024. So that's probably the most tedious part.
Yeah, it's a long process, right?
Yes.
And this book, Against All Odds, can you describe a little bit about the book or talk about what it's Against All the Odds?
Yeah, so I play guitar. I've been playing guitar since I was 14. So it's kind of, it's about where I've been and how I got into music and, you know, why all the festivals I played this past year, how I got into open mics, traveling. You know, I played stuff local. I played stuff in North Carolina. But then it also talks about getting laid off, you know, that point, getting laid off and, you know, kind of working per diem for 2 years. A big part of it is my thyroid cancer. I was diagnosed 15 years ago. So, you know, it talks about the surgery, you know, how it came about. And then the last part, you know, it talks about losing my mom to cancer, which is pretty sudden. She was diagnosed in January and she passed away in March of 16. So that's a big part of it. And then the last, because I basically wrote up to last year. So, you know, it talks about the surgery last year. And then I saw Cole Swindell last year. And, you know, that was kind of something I did on the fly, but I had such a blast at it, and it was such a fun concert. It was my first country concert, and I had a blast. So, you know, I wrote that in it, and then I just ended with some, you know, kind of personal thoughts and stuff, like, you know, inspirational stuff. So it's kind of a mixed bag of everything. Yeah, I kind of kept it not watered down, you know, whatever I felt when I was writing, I kind of just put it on the paper. So the emotional side is, you know, all the emotional side is there, the good end there.
And at the end, what message or emotion do you hope readers take away from this book or this story?
I would say just never give up on stuff. Yeah, one of the things I say is I've been playing guitar for 33 years, and I just started doing open mics 3 years ago. So, you know, sometimes it takes a little time to, you know, make everything come to fruition, but, you know, it's definitely worth putting in the effort to kind of see where it goes.
Yeah, and for this book, do you have any favorite scene or moment of the book without spoilers?
I would say how I got into playing, because I tell a story all the time, and people react to, like, you know, pretty cool. So I would say probably that's probably one of my favorite parts, just because I talk about it all the time, you know. I'm like, oh yeah, how'd you get into car? Well, you know, I started this way, so.
And for you as a writer, what was your writing routine like? Did you write daily or in bursts?
Well, this book I just wrote whenever I had a free chance. The beginning part, Well, I was home that week. The last three days before I had to go back to work, the weather was really nice out. I lucked out. So I went down by the water, and I wrote some of it there. But then after that, I just basically wrote whenever, you know, whether it was at night, mostly at night, you know, mostly when I got home from work. You know, I try to write as much as I can. I wanted to get it done because I was, you know, I was already 30 pages into it. I was like, all right, come on, let's go. Let's get this finished. So whenever I had a chance, I wrote. So I really didn't have a pattern. You know, I didn't have a set time. It was pretty much, okay, I have free time. Let's write. You know,
yeah.
Right before I go to bed, you know.
You're right.
Yeah.
This book, what do you think has been the most rewarding part of writing Against All Odds?
I think just finishing it. You know, I think just, but finally here, finally the publisher saying, okay, it's good. You know, probably the last email saying that, you know, the print company has it, they're working on, you know, their part, and then it's going to get released. So to kind of see it come to light from start to finish, that something that wasn't planned, I just kind of took a chance on, you know, it's really cool to see it come this far and to get the reaction from everyone. Because whoever I see, I tell people I open mics. I'm constantly posting on Facebook and Instagram about it. So I think seeing the reaction so far is pretty cool.
Yeah, and for those ones who are like thinking of writing or start a process of writing, what's one piece of advice you wished someone had told you before you start writing?
Maybe how long it takes to actually, I think the edit part, and don't, you know, as cool as it was handwriting, it probably would have been faster if I wrote it laptop wise. But I would say, you know, write, just kind of write what you feel. You know, I think it makes it more genuine. You know, cause I really didn't sugarcoat feelings on this. You know, if I was writing about a gig, you know, I wrote how I felt, you know, what was happening and kind of in the moment stuff. You know, whatever was happening at that point, I kind of wrote what I was feeling at that moment as I was writing it.
Yeah. And for, like, looking ahead, do you plan to write more books in the future?
I wouldn't count it out. I don't know what it would be about. But yeah, you know, I would definitely give it another go around. I think I have options with it because I've kind of looked into speaking too this past year. So one thing I've heard with speaking, I guess you could relate it to books. In my case, I kind of have options. You know, I could write about just my pure musical journey, just my pure cancer journey, you know, just pure inspirational part. So, yeah, I definitely have, you know, options. I would give it another shot, definitely.
Yeah, and for those feedbacks that you received, do you have any, like, memorable reactions or comments, or, you know, when the people say, I love your book, I read your book, it really helped me. Do you remember one of them that it marks, you know, it you can feel that in your heart, like, okay, it was a good decision to write this book?
Yeah, well, it isn't released yet, but I would say the best reaction so far I've heard is, I think my uncle surprised that when I told him I got approved from the publisher. He's like, I can't believe you're going to be a published author. So, you know, he was kind of like in shock over it, but really, you know, happy at the same time. But I don't think he saw it coming, you know. I didn't see it coming, I'd be a published author, so.
And for this book, when are you planning to release the book? So, you know, the listeners can find your book and you as well, like connect with you, follow your work, and, you know, buy the book in the future. Which platforms are you going to use, like Amazon?
It's going to be Amazon. I forgot what it is. Amazon Kindle. I know it's going to be paperback and audio. It's going to be both. I'm not sure the exact release date. You know, like I said, the publisher said that the print company had it, so I'm hoping soon. I'm hoping the next, you know, this week or next week. I don't know if it'll be that, but, you know, that's what I'm shooting for. So, and I'll have updates. I'm on Facebook, Robert McKay. So I'm constantly updating stuff on there. So I'll have it up, you know, as soon as it's out, I'll have it posted on
my Facebook,
but yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Robert, thank you. Don't forget to follow Robert McKay on Facebook if you want to see any update about the book Against All the Odds. It's going to be an awesome book. Your story, it's, you know, a very powerful story, and I'm sure a lot of people want to know more about you. And Robert, it has been a pleasure having you, an author.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your work and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check his book. Thank you for tuning into Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. And join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.